Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, June 9th, 2021. Culture Senator Klaus Lederer of the Left is trying to give hope to Berlin's club scene. His position for the time from June 18th outdoors is, quote, "We as a cultural administration want maybe not 1,000 people at once, but to enable activities outside, also dance activities outside, with a certain number of people," unquote. Legal alternatives with hygiene concepts are preferable to Lederer more than illegal parties of people crammed together with no distancing. However, Pamela Schobes, chairwoman of the Berlin Club Commission, says there are significant hurdles. For example, not everyone gets an exemption from the districts to play music outdoors because of the noise. And if they do, that doesn't clear everything up, stating, quote, "Last year, I hope it doesn't happen again this year, we had various problems with the regulatory offices, who unfortunately did not know the ordinances as well as we did," unquote. She therefore is asking that the ordinances be made simple and that the flow of communication be ensured so that, quote, "the police and the ordinance offices know what works and what doesn't," unquote. Another problem for clubs, concerts with international artists need lead time. According to Schobes, in view of the pandemic situation that does still exist, clubs are postponing concerts for the fourth time until fall of 2022. The clubs also lack international visitors, yet another negative impact on their revenues. Schobes explained that all in all, it has been a long dry spell for clubs in general. She believes that their financial situation is anything but rosy, and the promised federal funds for culture are no cure-all because of their conditions. She therefore is hoping that the state will continue to support them. Katja Lücker, executive director of the Music Board, also appealed to parliamentarians in Berlin's House of Representatives to continue Berlin's aid, as the consequences of the pandemic will remain for a long time. Many people have had to take on debts. For example, people in their 50s had taken out loans, and she added that some tell her that they don't believe they'll manage to pay off the loans before they retire. Schobes emphasized that even before the pandemic, many were working under difficult conditions and weren't able to put money aside. Therefore, with a view to the time after Corona, she's appealing to parliamentarians to think about promoting club culture in the same way they do for private theaters. Whether this happens will be shown by the budget discussions of the House of Representatives for the coming years. Deutsche Bahn passengers may be facing warning strikes. The background to the possibility is a wage dispute between Deutsche Bahn, or DB, and the German Train Drivers Union, or the GDL. The GDL ended the fourth round of negotiations on Monday without any tangible results, and it's not yet clear whether there will be a strike. After the round of negotiations, DB accused the union of relying on, quote, "confrontation at any price," unquote. According to DB, it had offered a deal that took into account the, quote, "special situation of the railroads due to the pandemic." However, Deutsche Bahn has criticized that the GDL leadership has shown itself unwilling to, quote, "talk about existing leeway and solutions," unquote, while underlining its continued willingness to negotiate. DB board member Martin Seiler added, quote, "Today has shown that the union leadership is primarily concerned with confrontation and expanding its scope of responsibility. This GDL leadership is deliberately doing harm to customers and Deutsche Bahn, and this in the middle of the emerging desire to travel after the corona lockdown," unquote. According to Deutsche Bahn, the train drivers union insisted on its own demands, which would amount to three times the public service agreement. Accordingly, DB had held out the prospect of a deal during Monday's negotiations that was based on the public service wage settlement for the airport sector. Deutsche Bahn called on the GDL to return to the negotiating table, stating, quote, We want to continue negotiating a balanced and solidarity-based wage package. After more than a year in the pandemic, reason is needed instead of strikes." Unquote. A strike would not only affect customers, but also the financially hard-hit group at an inopportune moment. Seiler explained that after the relaxation of the corona rules, the business of the federally owned company is just picking up again, and it's running at full capacity on regional services and nearly 100% on long-distance services. As announced by the organizers of SCC events on Monday at the presentation of a 150-page tests and hygiene concept, the Berlin Marathon could take place on September 26, 2021, with up to 35,000 participants. In cooperation with the Berlin Senate, the marathon is to become a pilot project for a new start in public life in the capital. Senator Geisel stressed, quote, "Clear framework conditions are the prerequisites for being able to organize such major sporting events again," unquote, explaining that the concept will now be examined by the Senate administration, after which it will be possible to decide upon it. The 35,000 mark has been set as a target. This means that fewer participants are expected than in previous years. In comparison, around 60,000 people took part in the event in 2019. The organizer's hygiene and testing concept assumes that 40,000 people will be on site, including runners and helpers. Everyone must either be fully vaccinated or recovered, or have a PCR test that is valid until they reach the finish line. The organizers themselves are providing extensive testing capacity for this purpose. A facility for up to 20,000 PCR tests is to be made available over the marathon weekend, and travelers from abroad will be required to test before they leave their home country. Matthias Krull, medical director of the marathon, said that the model calculation of the organizers assumes that 50% of participants will have been vaccinated by then. The RKI had announced last week that it wants 80% of adults to be vaccinated by mid-July. To try out the implementation of the marathon, two different projects will serve as test runs, with the Runners City Night on July 31st and the Berlin Half Marathon on August 22nd. SCC Events wants to rehearse the procedures so that the measures can be sharpened afterwards if necessary. This month, Berlin's vaccination centers expect to receive about 500,000 doses, including a total of 280,800 doses from BioNTech Pfizer. From June 7th to the 13th alone, the centers are to receive 76,050 doses from the two cooperating manufacturers. A total of 172,800 doses of Moderna are scheduled to arrive in June and 36,900 from AstraZeneca. No delivery has been announced for the, quote, one-and-done Johnson & Johnson jab, however. According to the current vaccination dashboard of the RKI, as of June 7th, Berlin currently comes in at 73.3 vaccine doses per 100 inhabitants, putting the Hauptstadt in fifth place in a nationwide comparison. If you are in search of a vaccination appointment, you can find the link to the DoctoLib website for booking by following the link provided in yesterday's show notes. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.